forest to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On Ours to Protect today, we take a look at one of the groups who has a goal of overcoming the climate crisis and to create a society that lives in harmony with its fellow beings and its environment. Friday for Future says they want to protect the beauty of the earth, the diversity of species and the lives of all beings. More details about the group can be found on ourstoprotect.ie and midlands103.com. Ryan Dolan is the founder of the Midlands branch and says they're trying to develop ways to protest that suit rural Ireland.
How did I get involved? It's a good question. So kind of started in school I'm into UI now. I've forgotten all my subjects. CSPE. So my teacher at the time, she was very involved with the climate. Brought us down to a strike in town. It was run by Fridays for Future. This is pre-COVID now. Ran by Fridays for Future and ran by, can't remember the name of the other organisation, but there was two organisations in it. At the time, I didn't get involved. I was kind of focusing on studies, that kind of thing. Then we skip on to third year. I started getting involved with the Irish Second Level Students Union. And through that, I started to network with people, get to know people. And that's when I got to know one of the members that's an organiser on a national level. And then I realised that the Midlands didn't have a Fridays for Future group. So then I took it on myself to kind of put together a Midlands Fridays for Future group. And to say that's been a success would be a very big, big overstatement. It's been very hard being in a rural area to try and create a group like this to have protests and things. I suppose it was the first organisation I saw that had an effect that was causing change. Before, like, even in 5th and 6th class, I was looking at these strikes that Greta was doing, and sure, I was just like, oh, look, there's a girl over there, and she's doing protests outside of her government. I wonder, could we do that? And then, through the years, it did start happening in Dublin, outside Leinster House, on Kildare Street. And the march has started. They started in Galway, they started in Limerick, they started in Dublin. And yeah, I suppose it was just Fridays for Future that stuck out to me at the start. I know there's lots of other organisations that I could get involved in, but so far it's just been Fridays for Future.
The Athlone student says he's been running the group for about 2 years.
So being from a rural area, it's hard to do anything really. The main thing would be that most, like, I know Limerick, Galway, Dublin, they have very successful protests every year. But that, in my opinion, is because everybody's concentrated around where the strike point's going to be. For us over here in Westmead, Roscommon, and Offaly, Longford, it's very hard because I myself find it hard to get to Athlone or Roscommon on any given day. If I didn't have the bus into school, my parents are working, it'd be very hard for me to get to these places. So public transport obviously is number one, but when you're doing a strike, you don't want to be using public transport. You don't want to be using transport at all. So it's kind of coming up with ways. Obviously the group's been together for 2 years now. A couple of members involved. Some are coming in and out, but they're there. They're there to give in their opinions. We're trying to come up with ways that we can work on having a protest, but having it in a different way to what your normal protest is. Not having it in a big town. Maybe having it over online. There's a lot of possibilities, but we're putting a plan together. It's about getting more people involved. That's exactly it. And even we have our social media pages. It's the same people that keep coming up. Obviously, we get a follower every so often. We don't post that much on it anymore because obviously we're working behind the scenes now. But they will become back up and running in the next month or two because obviously we have our new protest date and we're getting fixed to try and do something for the new protest date. But still, it's about getting more people involved, more people to help out. We're obviously trying to get as many counties as we can involved, but it's It's about finding the people that want to be involved.
And that was Ryan Dolan, founder of the Midlands branch of Fridays for Future, speaking about raising the profile of the group in the Midlands region. More details about the group can be found on irstoprotect.ie and on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out irstoprotect.ie for more information.